Hello, good morning. This is Elijah Elvis Craftsman from Developers Platform Nigeria. I am glad to be bringing to you one of my soul lifting episodes this week, and I hope that you get blessed by it. Today, I'll be talking about how to pick the fragments of your life in order to use the pieces to mold a new and a better you. As you may know, this is one of the greatest challenges facing man today. In a world that is on the fast track, truth is, life is a process and a journey, and on your journey to destiny, you are most likely going to experience breakdowns, which is part of the process. But what you do in such situations decides to a huge extent your level of success. There are a lot of experiences that can shatter one's life if not properly handled. Some of these experiences might occur during childhood, teenage life, or adulthood, whatever time of life it is, notwithstanding. And some of these experiences could range from child abuse to domestic violence to sexual violence, as in the case of rape, deprivation of rights or abuse of human rights. It might be the loss of a job or an opportunity or even a loved one. Whatever experiences there may be, even the smallest of all can shatter one's life. This begs the question, how can I pick and gather the fragments of my life? How can I move my life beyond my past, my hurts and failures? How can I overcome the traumas of the experiences that is bent on keeping my life in desolation? Once one begins to ask questions as this, then we are on our way to self-recovery. To help answer these questions, I am going to give a few advice that can help you move your life from your miserable past to your desired glorious future. First, you must realize that you are not the only one who has experienced or are experiencing miserable situations right now. A lot of stories of people whose life were shattered by terrible experiences and yet came out successful and victoriously abound. So you must doubt yourself and say to yourself, if others went through these experiences and came out strong, I will too. Second, you must have a picture of what you desire. Life abhors vacuum. If you're going to let go of your past, then there must be a future you intend to walk into. When you have a picture of what you want to become of your experiences, the shattered pieces of your life will become the bricks with which you will mold and build the person you truly want to become. Third, you must have a positive mental attitude. The process of self-reinvention is usually difficult. You must have the can-do spirit, where irrespective of the prevailing circumstances around you, you will keep saying to yourself, I can become better. Yes, I can. My past is not what determines my future. I will be great again. Simply, you must be optimistic. Fourth, you must be courageous. You must dare to stand strong in the face of oppositions and criticisms. People will doubt your ability to rise above your limitations. But you must not choose to let their opinions direct the course of your life. And finally, you must make gratitude your attitude. Celebrate small victories. You might not be where you ought to be at this particular time, but be rest assured and be grateful that you are not where you used to be. And I pray for you that this week, God is going to be helping you. God is going to be showing you ways you will come out of the troubles you're in right now. You will come out of the circumstances and situations that want to pose as limitations to your destiny. This week, I pray for you that God will be leading you to places, to books, to materials you need to read, to situations and opportunities that will make your life come up from that place you've always been. Thank you very much.